Welcome everybody for the afternoon session. As always, we'll start with a fairly short meditation. Just taking the time you need to get comfortable as possible. However you are sitting, and whatever posture you're chosen to sit in, you want to make sure it's a posture that allows you to let go fully in the leg. So if you're sitting in some sort of cross leg position, you don't want your knees up in the air unsupported. That means you're going to have to be holding on in the leg somewhere, which is not good. So though this is quite difficult to really believe, the basic stability of the mind is quite dependent on releasing the legs fully. The more you release the leg, the greater the mind will be able to settle, the more the mind will be able to settle. So it's helpful to imagine a nice, deep, broad earth below you. You can take the weight of your legs with ease. And breathing the legs in and out, breathing a bit of spaciousness into the hips. Imagining releasing the hip, releasing the muscles and the bones of the spine, back of the knees there, front of the knees, calves and the shins. Soles of the feet, the toes, and the tops of the feet. So really, we're just imagining, really letting go in the leg. Letting go of the root, the floor of the pelvis, and the pelvic bowl. Imagine it attracted to the center of the earth as well. So very gently fall down. Now, as the pelvic bowl is pulled down towards the center of the earth, the skull is released upwards towards the sky. And we breathe the full length of ourselves from root to crown through the core of the body. Nice soft face. Soft hands, soft feet, opening the back of the heart there, behind the heart, broadening across the shoulders. There's a little bit of strength just below the navel, just below the navel. Finding the breath, finding the natural breath in the body, just as it offers itself to you. Don't manipulate the breath. So just sit in with your breathing body in this breathing world of ours. Shared world, share with everything that breathes. In an active relationship with the trees and the grass, animals and insects. and the atmosphere itself were actively involved in the world just through the act of breathing. Have a bell in about 20 minutes. Maybe just noticing what's happening. Moving towards the end of the practice, just notice what's happening. If you're really caught up in thinking about something, don't worry too much. Just see what it's like to let go a bit in the leg. Maybe ask the question, how does my heart feel about all this thinking? What happens if I let go a little in the lower body? And relax the face just a little bit. Trying to just very gently encourage a sense of certain amount of gentle agency that we can choose to move away from overthinking for a more embodied, felt experience by simply remembering putting the heart back into its central place and releasing the leg to relatively easy things we can do, among many others, of course. My soft face to end with a let it go a bit more. Bring the meditation to end in your own time, and then you will be automatically sorted into your Sangha pod, and then we'll all come back together in half an hour.
So I'm just going to send you into your, as Paramananda calls it, Sangha pots. And if you've asked not to be in the group, just don't join the group when the message comes up. And I'll send a 5-minute warning before the end of the groups.